This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, an Army veteran, a man who has worked at NATO, worked in the DOD, and deployed several times, many times in his lifetime. He's also been Army for all of his adult life, and so therefore it's important to me to watch how Jeff watches the confirmation hearing from a junior, for a junior officer to be the Secretary of Defense. I'm talking about Peter Hegseth, who is a television personality. I do not know. This was all news to me. Mr. Hegseth said to have served nobly in the combat over these last decades and has been on television for some time with very strong opinions of what should and should not be the role of the Department of Defense and the leadership of the Department of Defense. Jeff, I step back because I don't, my father was Army, my mother was Army, my brother's Army. I don't speak up when they talk Army. You understand why.
Well, exactly right, John, and I think it is. Mr. Hegseth is unquestionably the most controversial figure, I believe, who has been nominated for this position, certainly in my adult life. And the Secretary of Defense only goes back to 1949 when that particular position was, in fact, created. Traditionally, or ever since then, Secretaries of Defense have been people who have led very large, complex organizations. Think of Robert McNamara. They have been people who have been former senior military officers at very high level with massive supervision of hundreds of thousands of soldiers in a segment of the globe. Think Jim Mattis or think Lloyd Austin. They've been defense intellectuals who have spent their career perhaps in other positions in government or in the Pentagon. Think of people like Ash Carter or Bob Gates. Or they've been politicians who have served on various committees over a long career focused on national security affairs. And one might think of people like the former senator from Maine, who was the Secretary of Defense under Mr. Clinton, as I recall.
Mr. Cohen,
Bill Cohen, of course. Thank you. But Mr. Hegseth has none of those qualifications whatsoever. And then, second of all, of course, are these questions that you brought up about, if you will, his own personal conduct, allegations of abusing women, a case of an allegation of rape of a woman, which was settled outside of court, questions about alcohol abuse, et cetera. All those things, frankly, torpedoed John Tower, who was a very distinguished senator with national security background, who was scheduled to be or nominated to be Secretary of Defense for George Herbert Walker Bush. So it's a very unusual candidacy, to say the least. Based on probably his primary arguments about military culture or the so-called warrior ethos, he seems to believe is the biggest problem facing the nation at this particular moment. And I have to say, quite sadly, as a result, his confirmation hearings almost become a joke because they're not really an effort to examine either of those two questions, his conduct or his background. They're demonstrable political loyalty tests on both sides of the aisle, as Republicans in the hearings extolled him as the best possible candidate, while Democrats pointed out his limitations and transgressions.
My concern also is, what does this mean for the morale of the serving military? This is a junior officer. I only say that because you passed through that role on your way to being a senior officer and then general command. That means he has not had experiences that are commonplace among the men and women he's going to be commanding. Is that a problem, Jeff?
Well, I think it is a problem because does he have the proper perspective? The average soldier may pay little attention to who the Secretary of Defense might be. But for military officers, this will be of grave concern, I think, because one thing he's proposed to do, endorsed by Mr. Trump, is have panels that will review the performance of 3- and 4-star generals and, right, and fire or relieve them because they appear to be infected with this wokeness that Mr. Hegseth talks about without ever being able, to my mind, clearly defined.
And that we moves have 30 us into, seconds, Jeff, 30 seconds.
And that moves us into political loyalty tests for future officers. And then finally, the average soldier, I think, might be concerned that Mr. Hegseth was the guy who argued for the pardoning of 3 individuals who had been convicted in court-martial for war crimes. This was also endorsed by Mr. Trump, even though his own Secretary of Defense, Joint Chiefs of Staff, opposed it. And hopefully that's not the warrior ethos that Mr. Hegseth is trying to inspire in every soldier, sailor, and airman in the current force.
Jeff McCausland, CBS News.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.